For the final feature of our program, we meet with two younger women who were both able to receive targeted adjuvant therapy of early breast cancer in the form of trastuzumab for HER2-positive disease and endocrine therapy for hormone receptor-positive tumors. The first patient is a 49-year-old physician who was diagnosed several years ago with an ER-negative, PR-negative, HER2-positive, node-negative breast cancer. At that point, trastuzumab was still undergoing clinical trial evaluation, and in fact, this patient participated in one of the four major studies that eventually put adjuvant trastuzumab on the map. This mother, wife, and internist geriatrician started off our conversation by discussing how her breast cancer journey began.
My mother had breast cancer when she was 27, and I have several aunts that died of breast cancer in their 40s and 50s. So my three sisters and I have always been very careful about getting breast exams and getting our mammograms, etc.
What was your reaction when you found out you had breast cancer?
Disbelief, really. I just couldn't believe that it could happen to me.
What type of surgery did you have?
Because my mammograms were uninterpretable and the tumor was not palpable and was not identifiable on ultrasound, my surgeon recommended that I have bilateral mastectomies, which I did have, with sentinel nodes. I had had an MRI of the breasts, and on the MRI, it looked like I had bilateral axillary disease. It looked like I had cancer, you know, extending from the nipple to the chest while on the left, and it looked like I had another primary on the right. However, after surgery, this was a false positive. I had no positive nodes, and although I had a lot of DCIS on the left, the invasive tumor itself was small, and what they had seen on the right was not cancer. I'm a physician, and so is my husband. So, you know, we called our, once we found out what the markers were on the tumor, we called a bunch of our friends, some of whom are in oncology research field, one in particular. And he said, with the HER2-positive tumor, you have to get Herceptin. So I called around, and most of the docs that I talked to said, you have to go on a study to get Herceptin because we don't know how much to give you, what schedule to give you, how long. And so my oncologist referred me to Dr. Vogel. And, you know, I expressed to him early on that we've called all over the place. We even called out to Dr. Slayman, and we did our homework. And they did have a study available where I would be able to possibly get Herceptin. That was the BCIRG 006. And unfortunately, when I was randomized to the control arm, much to my dismay. And I would have even, you know, withdrawn from the study and just paid out of my pocket if I could have found an oncologist that was comfortable giving me Herceptin. But because of the cardiac risks, I couldn't find anyone locally that would do that, even among my friends.